Welcome to Mysterious Goings On, the podcast about creativity, writing, and mystery. Every week, we talk about all kinds of great fiction and meet the people who write it. We also feature explorations about creativity in all walks of life. Your host, Alex Greenwood, will join you right after this. Thanks for joining us on Mysterious Goings On. Be sure to follow Mysterious Goings On wherever you get your podcast and never miss an episode. Don't forget, you can get the links to books and other things mentioned on the show at mgopod.com. Until next time, keep reading.
Hello, friends. It's Alex. I'm doing one of those kind of interstitial moments here where we don't actually have a guest this week. I just had a couple of announcements I want to share with you. First things first, I neglected to say this, though. Last week's episode with Linda Henley, who wrote a fantastic book called Kate's War, which, again, go to mgopod.com. And, of course, wherever you get your podcast to listen to that episode. It's a really fascinating book based on the real-life exploits of her late father in the war. And it's, wow, it's really worth your time, but it's also the 300th episode of this show. Can you believe that? I've been doing this show off and on, as many of you know, since 2016. Didn't get what I'd call super serious about it until the last 5 years, maybe. You know, I would be a little intermittent, hit or miss with those first 50 episodes or so. And then I got, as we would say, really serious about everything. And had weekly shows basically throughout the year. And so I just look up the other day and I was planning the next few recordings we're going to do. And boom, what do you know? We did 300. Linda, oh my goodness. Thank you, Linda, for being my 300th, still crazy, my 300th episode. Not my 300th guest, but probably right up there because, again, not all shows are interviews. A lot of times, they are me doing what I'm doing right now, which is jawing at you. And beyond the 300 number, which is quite an accomplishment for most podcasts. Most podcasts don't get that far. A lot of podcasts don't see beyond 3 or 30 or even, 100. They seem to peter out. And, well, thanks to you listeners and the interest of some wonderful guests like Linda, Mysterious Goings On, Soldiers On. We are different in one way than we've been. As many of you know, and I'll not bore you with the whole story, you can always piece it together or go back and listen to previous episodes I've done about this. But I did take a day job, and I shut down my business, and no regrets. It's been great. It's a fun job. It's a dream job in a lot of ways. It's I'm back in higher education, which is and always has been my favorite sector to work in. I've worked extensively in healthcare and, of course, as a public relations marketing specialist, consultant, professional, crisis communications, what have you. But higher education is my love. I like the open and, of course, thought-based business, so to speak, of teaching people not only things to help them have a great career, but how to think effectively. And I find that a delightful way to be. And I think higher education is such a huge part of a healthy democracy and a healthy workforce that it's just fun to go to work every day. And so that's going great. But what that has meant, of course, is closing down my 14-year-old business, you know. And, you know, like most teenagers, it was getting kind of cranky and tired of me anyway, so it was time. But that has also meant that my time to record is basically weekends. I have a pretty lengthy commute to get to the job to and from about 4 days a week. I occasionally get the work from home day, some days I do, some weeks I don't. But the point is I try to count on those as recording dates, even though I have more time. You know, before work and right after. I've relegated most of my interviewing time to Saturday mornings, and that's about one Saturday morning a month. That's about it. And I just stack up, I try to do two Mysterious Goings On interviews and two PR After Hours interviews, and that's about all I can do in a in a morning without getting kind of worn out by it. Not because there's anything wrong with the guests or it's arduous in that sense. It's just, I don't know, you try to do four interviews with four different people about four different subjects and try not to sound like a moron. For me, four episodes is about my limit before I sound very moronic. So that's what's been going on with that. And this week we're having a little break in the action, but I will be scheduling, I will be recording several interviews as I speak to you. It's Easter Sunday. Hi, happy Easter for those who celebrate this occasion. And I will be recording next Saturday about several episodes for both shows that will immediately go into the feed for Mysterious Goings On. And then PR After Hours has got a couple more shows in the can, but these will, the ones I do with that show this Saturday and the following month, whatever that day is when we're recording again, those will go in the feed. So that will also mean that I'm experimenting with, I will have seasons continually. I will still have two seasons a year, but I normally take most of the summer off. I may not do as much of that as I used to. Since I've gotten it down to where it's one day a month, I may just take 1 month off where I'm not recording, but you as a listener may not feel it because they'll be scheduled and they'll pop up in your feed and you generally don't know when I record the interviews anyway, right? So we'll see about that. We'll see. I may just announce, hey, this is the season finale of, I guess, with Mysterious Goings On, what is this, the 13th or 14th? I don't even know. But I'll announce it's the season finale. We'll be back in a couple of weeks or whatever, take a little break, and then be right back at it. We'll see about that. But I hope you're still fired up and enjoying all the great guests. I was going to give you a little sneak preview if you've listened this long. So here's what we got coming up here on Mysterious Goings On. I'm not going to say necessarily who they are, but one of them is a neurosurgeon who has written a thriller. And it's a, oh man, this guy is very interesting, this neurosurgeon. He's written books on burnout and building resilience. And but he's also, like I say, his first novel, it's a medical psychological thriller. And, boy, it's going to be a kind of a brainy talk, I'm sure. So that's one coming up. Then there's a very, important one to me. They're all important, but this is a gentleman who was with the United States Secret Service will be joining us to talk about his book, and we're talking about school safety and the importance of parental involvement, the dangerous effects, according to him, of safety drills that incorporate run, hide, fight, or ALICE, and students and their own responsibilities towards school safety. Many of you who have read my books will recall that there is a school shooting scene in Pilot's Blood, and it got a lot of good response from readers who thought it was, well, thank you, well written. But it was also my, I wrote it after Newtown, after Sandy Hook, and it was just kind of my way of trying to see if there was some way that John Pilot could stop the madness, you know, in his own world. And anyway, that's in Pilot's Blood. So to have this expert come on and talk about his take on school shootings and school safety, I'm really looking forward to that discussion. So that'll be coming soon as well. And then we'll have more guests coming. In June, we'll be recording some more. I have a guest who has three Oscars, an Emmy nomination, and nearly a half a century as a professor of film. He'll be coming our way. And we'll be talking about how this three-time Oscar-winning filmmaker is accelerating as an author and the power of using short stories to explore the human condition and how we can connect with others even when we always feel out of place. That's another guest coming. Not giving away no names. You'll have to listen in and meet these folks like I'm going to. I'm really excited about it. We also have another great guest coming on who is going to be talking about, he's the son of an author and a composer, and they together wrote some music. And anyway, it's this story, his story, though, about forging a creative path in the shadow of family success is something I'm really looking forward to discussing as well. You may recall that I've had Oscar winner and the legend George Stevens Jr. twice on the show last year, talking about being in the shadow of a great man like his father, George Stevens, who did Giant and oh my gosh, there's just, you know, Shane and a list longer than my arm of wonderful, acclaimed, critically acclaimed films. And I hope that this interview will come in that same vein. And then we have another gentleman coming up who is coming up soon. And it's different altogether than these other. It's a philosophical and political thriller that just was published in February. He's going to talk about it. Our guest will talk about that. And he calls it Ayn Rand meets January 6th. And boy, talk about timely, right? So those are just a few of the guests coming to Mysterious Goings On that will be having a place in your ears, I hope, April through June. And then, like I say, we'll take a little break from there. There might be a couple of little surprises here and there. If I can coax my good buddy, Lucas Hardwick, to come out of taking care of his newborn for just an evening, maybe we can do another watch-along. And we do have that coming up, by the way. A watch-along feature is coming your way soon. And it's our watch-along of a pretty fun movie. And we did one on Valentine's Day for Wild at Heart. And now we're watching what, frankly, a movie that that's coming up your way that I just think is a classic and really bad filmmaking. But the kind of bad filmmaking that really could have been great. And it just for whatever reason that we go into during the watch along wasn't. So I'm looking forward to that. And that movie and that episode is coming out on the 11th. But before that, I'm going to give you one more sneak peek. This one is coming next week your way. It's on the 4th. It is The Adventures of the Flash Gang with Downing and Waugh. And this is where we immerse ourselves in the atmospheric world of the 30s, Pittsburgh, with a dynamic literary duo of M.M. Downing and S.J. Waugh. And Downing and Waugh discuss their middle grade trilogy, The Adventures of the Flash Gang, where the lead character is a street orphan and his diverse gang outwit pro-Nazi plots. I had such a good time with these two wonderful writers. These ladies were a delight to speak with, and we had such fun, and I cannot wait for you to hear them. That's coming this week, and I hope you enjoy it. And do me a favor, if you would, if you're really having a good time with a lot of these authors and listening to their shows, the greatest compliment you can pay this show and them is to go buy their book. And then if you can, on social media, tag us and just say, heard it on Mysterious Goings On. That's been happening more and more lately. People saying, oh my gosh, that looks so good, I'm going to go buy it. And I was sharing just such a message that came on Facebook, and I screenshot it and sent it to Linda Stewart Henley about Kate's War and her episode, and she was just delighted. And I mean, it means so much to writers. You know, people sometimes forget that writers are people, and most writers are struggling to sell books no matter how good they are. And it's just so great when somebody hears about it on the show and takes an interest and buys them. And of course, reviewing them is also just icing on the cake. So that's coming up. So I just want to take this little Easter Sunday fun day and tell you a few things. Last thing too, speaking of stuff, I got some new merch in the pipeline here, and I'm hoping you'll take a look at it. It's the limited edition Pilot's Key ceramic mug. That's right. It's a two-tone. You'll see pictures of it in the show notes, but it's a two-tone mug, and it's just the thing for your favorite hot beverage before you hit the beach. You can get it in orange, which kind of fits the color of the cover of the book, which is featured on the mug, or you can get it in blue, because why not? Water, I don't know. And I think you'll like it. There's also a Mysterious Goings On deluxe mug that's also two-tone. You can get it in black or red accents. And there's just lots of little new stuff on our Bonfire merchandise page, and I hope you will take a minute to take a look. And just show the flag, as they say. Show everybody that you're a fan, and that you support the show, and just listening to the show makes you want to take a drink. Yeah, there's also a No Frills Pilot's Key mug. It's a little cheaper. It's about $3 cheaper. It's not two tone. It's just your typical white ceramic mug with the book cover on it. But again, you've got the deluxe two tone ceramic mug for Pilot's Key, and there's also the deluxe two tone Mysterious Goings On with black or red accents, and it's the lovely newish cover art for Mysterious Goings On, the podcast. And there's some other little stuff there on the page you can find and go after this. And if you're a PR After Hours fan, there's a PR After Hours mug as well, featuring yours truly grinning like an idiot, like I do. And there's the tones on that. They're light blue, dark blue, and on red for the PR tires. But just click the link in the show notes and go take a look. And there's all kinds of stuff there. Well, you know, I've talked a little longer than I anticipated, but I've missed you guys. And I want to take a break in the action with all these wonderful interviews and let you know what's coming up and what you can drink your coffee out of or whatever your beverage of choice is. And also to let you know again that though our recording schedule is different, I think we're still going to be putting out almost as many episodes on top of these first 300 as we can through the balance of the year for that. So we'll get through this season, and then we'll take just a quick break in probably July and then get right back at it. In fact, I know July we'll be taking a break because I'm going on vacation. I need one. But then we'll get right back at it in August, September, October. All that. So again, thanks so much for listening. Also, you probably can't tell the difference, but we are looking at brand new recording technology. I have literally been cobbling together five or six different kinds of software for the past, geez, I don't know how many years to put these shows together. And I am testing out Riverside, which is kind of a one-stop shop, and Spotify, which hosts our podcasts, has got a relationship with them. And it's kind of forced me to looking into it. And the more I look into it, the more I like it. But here is the thing I haven't told you. And this is the last big thing for the thing that we're talking about today, is that Riverside offers video. And guess what? We're going to start doing video episodes of just about every show. You may notice if you're a subscriber, if you pay $1.99 a month, you have access to videos of choice episodes. Not all of them. I don't put them all up there, but I find the really good videos where everybody looked like they had a good night's sleep and everybody's background's nice and all that. But we're going to start telling our guests that we will be doing video from here on out. Probably starting this next weekend, if not this next one, but soon enough. So I will tell you this, though, the video stuff will be made available to subscribers only. And it's kind of good. There's a good video of if you didn't see hear the Richard Sparks interview, one of the fathers of modern British comedy, in my opinion, who worked with Rowan Atkinson, Douglas Adams and John Cleese and Monty Python. Just a brilliant guy. And he has this wonderful setup where he's sitting there by a fireplace and he's so funny. And he's just seeing him doing the talking is a delight. And that's kind of where we're going to be going forward. And you'll actually get to see this guy here. I got a face for radio, but you know, you've seen worse probably. We'll just see if we can make that work. So that's another thing that's coming up. So lots and lots and lots going on here. You know what? The best way to experience is just to subscribe, and please tell friends about it. Please review the show if you haven't already, and buy some merch and subscribe as a paid subscriber so you can get all that extra wonderful, luscious video content. And you know what? I'm going to stop rambling here other than to say, you know, again, happy Easter. And I hope you're well. I'm doing well. This old guy has got a few tricks left in the old bag of tricks. And I'm excited and happy about my work in higher education. And but I got to tell you, by the time the weekend rolls around, I am always really looking forward to diving back into podcasting a little bit here and there. And particularly those weekends when I'm recording episodes, and I've missed it. You know, it's not something I can just turn off and not miss. That's been the tricky thing, is not being able to just sit down and record something or have kind of an impromptu session if somebody needs to reschedule. But you know, that's life. And the good news is we're back and we have new coffee mugs. Right. Boy, I do need to work on not rambling, though. Anyway, I'm not even going to try to use the editing software on this one. You'll just have to endure. And if you've made it this far, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again next time here on Mysterious Goings On. Mary, take it away.